Thanks for listening to The Drive on Demand, presented by Alliance Safety, Colorado's premier supplier of safety equipment.
Visit AllianceSafetyInc.net. Call 303-388-8766.
Or stop by the Alliance Safety Warehouse off I-70 and Tower today to lock up all your safety needs.
Go to 1043thefan.com and subscribe to The Fan Daily for the latest columns, blogs, news, videos, and more sent directly to your inbox every weekday morning.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, official beer of the Denver Broncos. Here's The Drive.
We've talked a lot about Drew Lock, how his impact could be felt throughout the remainder of the season, or lack thereof, depending on what the Broncos want to do with the IR situation. A lot of people are starting to think that he might not ever come off the IR. I certainly hope that that is not the truth. Oh, man. What if he actually did not come off the IR, Nick?
That would be bad. That would be a huge disaster. And it would be a larger impact on the feelings of Drew Lock. As rookie quarterbacks or rookie players, when we come in this league, you know, we are easily emotionally scarred because we're coming from college where we were the best of the best. And now you're thrusted into this world of professional football, and then now someone is telling you that you can't do something. And when I was thinking about this Drew Lock situation, so we talked about whether this is the right thing for the organization to hold him back. But we didn't really talk about the level of impact that it has on Drew Lock from an emotional standpoint. Just think about it. I mean, John Elway followed you around like a lost puppy for a while because he wanted to evaluate you because he thought you were his guy. He moved back in the second round and selected you. And then there was all this high hopes and talked about your arm and, you know, being the next great quarterback for the Denver Broncos. And then now you don't play. You hurt your hand. You're on IR. They don't know if they want to activate you, you know, off of IR. And you hear the comments where your head coach and Coach Fangio say that, well, he's not a quarterback yet. He still has to learn how to play quarterback. Followed by John Elway saying, well, listen, you know, we don't want to put him out there and the roof to cave in. For me, if I'm Drew Lock, I mean, one, I'm pissed off because now you guys have seeming to assassinate my character in public, saying all these negative things about me, and the fan base hasn't really seen me play.
Hold on. What have they really said about him? I know that there's things that are implied. I understand that there are assumptions that are being made about him. But what have they really said about him that has been negative?
Well, I mean, John Elway's saying, well, we don't want to play him because we don't want the roof to cave in. To me, yes, it's an implication, but it was saying...
Didn't he say cave in around him, though?
Cave in around him or cave in on him. The whole idea is that, in making that statement, that he is not ready and up to snuff to throw out there because he doesn't know either the basic fundamentals of the offense. I don't expect Drew Lock to know everything in the playbook, but there's some basic things that he should know. So with John saying that, to me, that's what it said to me. Then, you know, Fangio saying, well, you know, he's not really a quarterback yet.
Yeah, like, Fangio was the most aggressive of anybody. He certainly indicated that he's not ready to be a quarterback. He had the most aggressive word choice of anybody that's spoken on him so far. But to be honest, I haven't really heard anything like actually verbally spoken that I thought was wrong or offensive. I mean, what have they said that was either wrong or offensive?
Well, some of those comments, you can read between the lines and understand what they're saying. And if you are a player and we're talking about Drew Lock and you are that player that they're talking about, you have to feel as though the organization doesn't have confidence in you. If it's not Fangio, either it's Gangarello or it is John Elway, a guy who you really respect. And if the guy you really respect and he played the same position that you played and you were his guy, if he's saying that he doesn't have faith in you based on those comments, that makes me feel a little slighted as a player. I mean, when I was with the Houston Texans in my final year, I didn't know it was going to be my final year. I was plucked out of the starting lineup in favor of someone else who was drafted in the third round. And it made me feel like, at first I doubted myself for a second, like, wait a minute, I've been starting this league and all of a sudden they take me out. And it got to a point where I was so frustrated that I started taking out my frustrations in practice on my teammates, because at that point, I wasn't in the starting lineup, and those practices were my game day, right? Not my finest hour, but I took that out on opposing scout team players, offensive players. Not to say that Drew Lock is going to do that, but he's frustrated right now.
I would be frustrated. I would be ticked off if I'm Drew Lock, but not about what you're saying. I would be frustrated and ticked off that I'm not getting my shot. I would be frustrated and ticked off that I did not do enough with whatever opportunity I've had to impress them. I would be ticked off at myself for failing at whatever it is that they're judging me off of. But I would like to think, as football players, we got thicker skin than that, that we're gonna cave in and melt down mentally because our GM said that we don't want the roof to cave in around us personally. I would like to think, as football players, we've got thicker skin than when our head coach comes out and says he hasn't ever played football before and he's not quite ready yet, that I wouldn't cave in personally on that level. Although I agree, I would be ticked off for a multitude of reasons. Just not that particular. But ironically, Orlando Franklin, he had something to say that was very similar to this.
How would you feel if you're Drew Lock right now?
Disrespected. Feel like the Broncos have already moved on from me without giving me a fair chance. Feel like all they're evaluating me on is my performance in the classroom and my performance with virtual reality. They're not truly giving me an opportunity. And I would really feel as if the Broncos are trying to hide me and have already came to a conclusion that I'm not even going to be a quarterback here long, and they're looking to trade me away, looking at how this roster is constructed, looking at all the different holes at all these other positions, and also looking at how many different quarterbacks are coming out in this year's draft class and the free agents that are also available. If I'm him, I'd go to John Elway and say, heck, let me compete. Let me start to get better. Please, I'm begging John Elway that. If I'm Drew Lock, that's what I'm going to know. I'm absolutely begging him for the opportunity.
Yeah, Orlando is absolutely right, because how disrespectful is it that you're still on IR and you had a hand injury? You didn't require surgery. It was kind of negative, but they just wanted to make sure that things were okay. But now Brennan Allen is now the starting quarterback with Joe Flacco being out. And also, they took Brett Rippon off of the practice squad and elevated him to backup quarterback over you. And then knowing as though they moved up to get you. I'm definitely frustrated, because even if the team activates Drew Lock on Monday, and we're all waiting for that, that still doesn't guarantee that, you know, the next couple of games he will actually start. Because here's what we do know. Right, as you prepare for the next two games against Minnesota and Buffalo on the road, the bulk of those reps are going to go to Brennan Allen. And since Brett Rippon is, the backup quarterback at this point, let's just say in a 10-10-10, 8 of those reps will probably go to Brennan Allen. 2 of those reps will probably go to Brett Rippon, because you want to make sure that he's ready. And Drew Lock is running the scout team. I mean, you go from being a second-round choice and one of maybe the highly touted guys coming out in the 2019 drafts, and now you're running scout team.
Well, it's safe to say that Drew Lock would rather be starting right now than watching Brandon Allen start. And I think it's safe to say that we got a good old-fashioned of would you rather ourselves coming up next.
Does your company make safety a top priority? Alliance Safety, Colorado's premier supplier of safety equipment, is here to help make it one. As an authorized distributor of 3M safety products and home to all pro gear, Alliance has a vast inventory of personal protective equipment designed to keep your workers safe, including fall protection, safety glasses, protective gloves, and gas detection solutions. Visit AllianceSafetyInc.net. Call 303-388-8766 or stop by the Alliance Safety Warehouse off I-70 and Tower today to lock up all your safety needs.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, official beer of the Denver Broncos. Here's the drive.
Time to play a good old-fashioned of would you rather, Nick.
Would you rather?
Generally speaking, it's focused on gross and disgusting topics that you would rather not choose either one of them.
What is that, taking my finger and digging it in the right side of my nose?
No,
or the left side?
Moving on to question number one from Fred, the big voice guy. Let's see what he's got.
Would you rather the Broncos have drafted Devin Bush, but with no Dalton Risner? Or stayed away from Bryce Callahan and Juwan James, but also no Kareem Jackson?
What'd you say, Fred? Seriously, what did he say?
Well, he said...
would I rather...
Would you rather...
drafted Devin Bush...
and not Dalton Risner, okay?
Wait, hold on. Devin Bush in the top 10...
Yeah.
Dalton Risner in the second round. I don't see the correlation, Fred.
Well, I guess it's like, okay, you take a defensive player or an offensive player who's definitely is the MVP of the offensive line.
I got to hear this again. I don't remember what Fred said. I mean, there was like other parts to this that were confusing and weird.
Would you rather the Broncos have drafted Devin Bush, but with no Dalton Risner? Or stayed away from Bryce Callahan and Juwan James, but also no Kareem Jackson?
Hmm. So that means you get Devin Bush, no Risner. There's a possibility you still have Drew Lock, but you get none of the other guys. No Bryce Callahan, Juwan James, or Kareem Jackson. Or the Broncos didn't sign any of those guys at all.
I would just rather you come up with a much more clear question, Fred, because I don't understand it.
Well, here's what I will do, right? Because I will go with having Devin Bush and no Dalton Risner, because that means that I still get Bryce Callahan, even though he hasn't played, Juwan James, and Kareem Jackson. I don't get a Dalton Risner, but now I take Connor McGovern, move him to the guard position, and then I take Austin Slotman and slide him into the center position.
How many good offensive linemen do you have, Nick?
How many good offensive linemen do I have?
On this team.
I have a couple.
You do?
Well, I guess not really a couple.
Clarify that statement for me.
Yeah, I just thought about it when it came out of my mouth. It's like, with Dalton Risner being the best offensive lineman,
so
I'm still stuck.
You would rather not have our only offensive lineman that is excelling right now.
Right. That's great, because I feel as though with this makeshift offensive line.
Right, I would love to just have five holes out there.
Hey, listen. Hey, you got to do what it do if you're the quarterback. But our defense is still that much better.
I choose the opposite of what he said. Question number two.
Would you rather the Broncos go on a run with Brandon Allen losing in the wild card round, or lose out and ensure a top five pick?
Oh, that one's easy.
What would you prefer?
Oh, for sure I would rather go on a historic run with Brandon Allen and, lose out in the wild card.
That means that quarterback that you were talking about, you don't get that quarterback.
No, it doesn't. It means I found him. It means I found that quarterback, Allen. Brandon Allen is the dude.
Now he's your guy.
Clarify the way you just said that, Nick. Clarify for the world the way you just said that.
Say what?
In this scenario, in which Brandon Allen leads the Denver Broncos on a historic run, and we actually make it to the playoffs, a scenario in which no football team, I believe, in NFL history has ever done from our circumstances, we got that dude in that scenario.
Listen, I love the scenario where Brandon Allen would do that, because I've been a huge Brandon Allen supporter, but I know there's still individuals with the frame of mind that you still have to go out and draft a quarterback, which I wouldn't, because, like you said, you found your quarterback. And then you still have your quarterback in waiting, Andrew Luck. So, yes, I would rather have the first scenario. Brandon Allen winning the wild card game. Well, losing in the wild card game.
I feel like you actually think that could happen.
There is a part of me that does. It's a small.
I wish you were joking. I wish you were joking.
It's microscopic, though.
I know that there is a legitimate part of you that actually thinks that could happen.
What? Tell me. What? Wait a minute. Would you not love for this to happen?
Of course I would.
Exactly.
I chose that.
Right. So
that doesn't mean I think it could happen.
Well, I mean, I said it was microscopic.
No, it's bigger than that.
No, it's not. It's microscopic.
I mean, you threw that microscopic thing in a microwave and you blew it up. And it got hotter and better and it tasted better.
It morphed into something else.
Question number three, Fred.
Would you rather bring in Antonio Brown on a fully guaranteed 2-year deal,
or go into next season with no changes to the receiving core.
Oh, now you see, this is what the game's supposed to be. This is what it's supposed to be. Just two gross questions.
Gross questions.
The first one I didn't understand, so that one didn't count. The second one was a very easy answer. There was a bad answer, and then there was a good answer. This one, there is no good answer.
So it's either you take AB in a two-year deal,
correct,
right, guaranteed, or you stick with this year's receivers for next year.
That's right. Thank you for telling me the question.
Yes. I was just trying to repeat it to myself to help me work through it. You know what? I'm going to go with keep it the same, right? Because with the young wide receivers, you can kind of build them up. You can change your system to fit them quick, short passes, knowing as though your deep threat and your vertical guy is Cortland Sutton. That takes away any type of backlash from, you know, fans who may feel a certain type of way about AB. Yes, you're not bringing in his playmaking ability, but you don't have the headache, which is Antonio Brown.
Correct answer. Good job.
Yes.
That was the correct answer.
Can I get a bail or something?
Just for fun, I want to hear the first question again.
Would you rather the Broncos have drafted Devin Bush, but with no Dalton Risner? Or stayed away from Bryce Callahan and Juwan James, but also no Kareem Jackson?
No, Fred. I've listened to it three times now, and that question gets more confusing each and every time. Next time you give me a question, you need to lay off Grandpa's old cough syrup there. All right, Fred?
And then put a little something extra
confusing.
In my
good news,
tea
though.
To spice it up.
Good news, though, is there were some big stories out there, and you and I can articulate them much more clearly than Fred can, and we will talk about that with the Top 6 at 6 coming up next.
Does your company make safety a top priority? Alliance Safety, Colorado's premier supplier of safety equipment, is here to help make it one. As an authorized distributor of 3M safety products and home to all pro gear, Alliance has a vast inventory of personal protective equipment designed to keep your workers safe, including fall protection, safety glasses, protective gloves, and gas detection solutions. Visit AllianceSafetyInc.net. Call 303-388-8766 or stop by the Alliance Safety Warehouse off I-70 and Tower today to lock up all your safety needs.